Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones. This is Kira Ra, and welcome to the voice of passionate action.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and together with you, we're going to create miracles.
I love that, Sri. I love that we are creating miracles, because really it's a bigger question, isn't it? The question is a heart-centered world possible? Because when we manifest, when we call forth, when we claim the miracle presence that we are, it means that we are living from our heart-centered world, because the reality is that every being, everyone is capable of creating miracles, and really, we just have to give ourselves permission to receive the gift.
Well, absolutely. You know, miracles are actually your normal. Only thing is, we've been living abnormal.
I love that. That is so true. That is so true, because miracles are your birthright. You know, the energy of miracles is not some wild thing that only happens in books or of stories of ancient times. I mean, in the past 13 years that you and I have been traveling this journey together, we have witnessed so many, I've lost count.
Absolutely. No.
Over and over again.
And the extraordinary becomes the ordinary.
Indeed.
And I mean that with the greatest gratitude and respect. When we truly lift out of the density, when we're living from the higher chakras, then the energy we're putting out in the world has a peaceful effect. It has an inspiring effect. But when we're living from the lower chakras, as most of density does, we're putting out an energy that has conditions, that is expecting certain things. There's judgment, there's anger, and all of that stuff that goes along with it. Now, that's not to say that it's bad. It's just a learning zone.
Yeah.
And as we grow through the learning zone, we discover that things can happen effortlessly. But you can't get there until you're there.
Well, and part of getting there is getting out of your own way.
Yep.
You know, and I think that's a really important piece of this, is that we are at such a highly activated time. And beloved angels, before we close the show today, we are going to guide you on a beautiful journey into your miracle presence. So make sure you stay with us for the whole show. And one of the things that's so important is that we offer to ourselves the opportunity to break free of illusion, because if we're stuck in the illusion, we absolutely will never see, claim, harness, or receive the miracle energy.
That's true. And where is the illusion?
Well, that isn't that the million-dollar question? Because some would say it's everywhere. Some would say, I don't know. When the reality is that the illusion is as thick as you invite it to be, because once you break free of the illusion, everything shifts. You know, it's like this beautiful crystalline matrix opens up, and you begin to see the power of creation in your hands.
Well, you know, when just to give you a visual metaphor, the illusion is so thick, and we were all born into it. It's sort of like driving with a dirty window, only we don't know it's dirty.
Exactly. You adjust your eyesight, right?
You become used to it.
Needing that new pair of glasses, and you just keep adjusting and adjusting, and then one day you get your script change and go, wow, this is amazing.
that's a good example. And so a slight improvement, like a person takes a little of the film off the window, a slight improvement feels magnificent, mm-hmm. when in fact there's more.
Always.
and that's truly the piece that so often we forget, that from the perspective of one who has been blind, a pinhole of light is a gift. Mm-hmm. From the perspective of the truth of what is, the pinhole is a restriction.
Now, you know, I have to stop, because years ago, I believe it was Archangel Zadkiel that gave us this fascinating little exercise, and I really encourage you to do it. Take a flashlight, any flashlight, and just get something like a dark background, even if you just stick it on a dark wall or on a wooden desk, and be in a room where it's not as bright. And then notice when you have the flashlight tight against this, and you can even do it tight against your hand if you needed to, that you don't see any of the light, but yet the light is on, right? Because that's the key here. You have to have the flashlight turned on already. Just do that. Just do that. So we have the light on our hand, and we're unable to see it, even though the flashlight is turned on. And then lift it just a midget, not even a quarter inch, and watch how much floods in that small opening.
That small opening is really your key to your future.
Exactly.
It's your key to your path. That so when you, just using this metaphor, so you can really get where we are as a collective, let alone on your individual journey, a little bit of light seems like a whole lot when the room has been dark.
And it is. And the key is, if you get too much light at once, and this happens a lot, you know, I remember when I had one of my first very profound crystalline connections. Literally, I was sitting with a beautiful being who was working with me. He was another trans channel. And I remember the entire room melting and a golden white staircase appeared. And I saw this energy of light flooding in through the staircase into me. And for 2 days after that, and a lot more happened, but not to give you the long story, but for 2 days after that, I remember, now this was pre-Sri, guys, this was probably about 15, 20 years ago, but I remember for 2 days, my nose ran like it would never stop running. My head hurt. I had to drown in water. I mean, drink water, because too much light too quickly for some people can literally generate like a detox reaction, well, because everything that's not light purges out.
It's like overstimulation.
Exactly.
And so the kind thing is to be tenacious in your spiritual practices, to be grateful for those moments when the light is recognized, and to know that you're on your path.
Exactly. And I want to share with all of you today that Sri and I really woke up very inspired this morning. And we wanted to share with you a couple things before we go any further. Because, you know, right now we're seeing a lot of heated up activity. You know, North Korea just launched another missile. And other things are happening around the planet. We're seeing lots of riot energy. You know, you might be saying, God, you know, all I'm seeing is everything less than miracle energy. And here's what we want to share with you that, well, let me read, because I also was very, very touched. You know, we get many emails from our listeners, many emails from our listeners. And our producer, Briella, has been doing everything she can to funnel all of them to us. And remember, you can always send your question, comment, or sharing to guest@Sri and Kara Radio, or go right here to BBS Radio at our page. Simply scroll down to the on our profile page, look for the contact form, and select feedback and put it there. But I want to read a letter that really got to me, because it's really indicative of what's happening for a lot of people. So let me share this letter with you guys. It came in last week. Greetings, Sri and Kara. I love you. I was wondering if you could address, either on your radio show or in an article, the frightening comments being reported from the Pope that, quote, the end times are nigh. I am really getting pulled into despair by these and other depressing reports of things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, transhumanism, etc. Events that show the world is increasingly in the grips of dark controls with no way out. But the Pope's comments make things worse. If the Pope can't be hopeful, how can we? Below is a sample article, and any guidance you have would be so appreciated. Love, Katie. Well, Katie also included a link. Katie, first of all, I want to share with you, thank you for stimulating Sri and I into what we felt was a more active role in addressing this issue. So I want to share with all of you today that I read Katie's link, and it stimulated Sri and I to do two things. Number one, we did publish the article. And the article is currently available for you. It is right on the homepage at sriandkira.com, and it is called, Are We Navigating World War III? Please, please, Katie, everybody, go read it. Sri has been really formulating this article since we first produced our response to the Paris terror attacks last year. And this is a very powerful, poignant article that adds a very important dimension. The second thing we did was we took it one step further. And Katie, we want to thank you for inspiring us to do that. Today, just about a few hours ago, we uploaded a brand new video at our YouTube channel. Please go to our YouTube channel today, Official Sri and Kira. You will see it right there. It's the first video posted, and it basically has the exact same title, which is, Are We Navigating World War III, or Are You Navigating Your Inner Matrix? And this is a 19-minute film that ends with Sri and I guiding you into a violet flame activation. Everyone listening, I don't care when you're listening to the show, go watch this film, read this article, because it's important, not just for February 2015, it's important for all of this year and beyond, because we are at a moment right now that is going to call forward for you a lot of choice points, and support is important. And so the last thing I want to share before we continue back, because this is all part of making the miracle energy, is when we claim support, when we claim our presence, when we claim a life free of fear and doubt and allow ourselves to trust. And so the last thing I want to share is, if you have not yet taken advantage of our 13-day challenge, remember, guys, the next journey begins this Saturday, February 13th. So if you're catching this show live or in the archives prior to February 13th, register. It's free, and let us guide you on a 13-day adventure. It's going to be incredible. And so, again, I just want to thank Katie, a wonderful listener who really moved us. Katie, you moved us into action because your thought-filled inquiry and the link, and thank you for providing the link. And if you watch our video, guys, I've got the link in our video if you also want to read this article. It helped us to stimulate that we needed to do a little bit more about this subject. And so we have. Now, we have one more thing we've done around this subject. Should I make that a later announcement?
Oh, I tell them now and tell them later again.
Okay. All right. So after 5 years of Sri and I not personally teaching one of our bar none most proven successful programs, we have been called and stimulated to bring forward with additional new material our Navigating the Inner Matrix program. Sri and I are going to be guiding you live through this journey starting in March. It's a 9-week journey, costs you less than a cup of coffee and a muffin a week. And we encourage you to check that out on our website as well.
Very, very powerful. And we'll tell you more about it a little later, because it ties into activating your miracle presence.
Oh, absolutely. And the violet ray, because Navigating the Inner Matrix is all about violet flame mastery training. It's where your ascended mastership ignites to take over your life. And it's proven. I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of testimonials from people over the past 13 years that have taken this. And we're excited because this is going to be offered with a much greater enhanced program, more material and content, simply because of the times that we're in. So very exciting miracle presence indeed.
Absolutely. And we are in exciting times. And so let's enjoy some connection. We're going to head to the phone lines, and we're going to start where things start, line one.
Well, let's do that.
We'll say hi to Renee from New York.
Namaste, Renee. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live.
Namaste. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so excited. It's actually my first time calling in, and I can't believe I'm getting through.
Woohoo! Well, that just means it's for a miracle.
Yeah, and I just, you know, whatever is my, you know, whatever it is that I need to know, I would love a mini soul reading from you.
Well, thank you, my angel. I appreciate your openness, because there is a spaciousness around you right now. When I connect with you, the word that keeps coming in is open, open, open. And it's like I'm hearing, open up the door and let the love flow in. There is no need to have the door closed anymore. All doors are open. All you need do is continue to walk. And that is the message they want you to hear today, that keep opening, keep opening, be open, release any sense of something isn't happening correctly or in the right order, because it is. And it is your moment, and very powerful. You're also resonating with the zero. And when we resonate with the zero, it means that we are ready to step through the void and into a new life. And so it's a very elegant, beautiful time for you, Renee. And I'm so grateful we had the miracle of connecting with you today. Namaste, my love.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have some other first-time callers standing by.
We do. So let's say hi to our first-time caller, Sri.
We're going to go to line four and welcome Anne-Marie from Ottawa.
Namaste, Anne-Marie. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live.
Namaste, and thank you for taking my call. And I would like a mini reading.
I hear that. Anne-Marie, it's interesting. As you're sharing that with me, as I connect with your voice and your energy, the first thing I hear is to take two fingers from either hand, doesn't matter which hand, and to please place them on your heart center. And then they're saying, take the other hand and as comfortably as you can, and I'm doing this with you, Anne-Marie, take your other hand and as comfortably as you can, bring it around to your back and find the area of your back that you can comfortably touch. And you might have to sit up a little straighter for that, or you could even be laying down for that. You could even be standing. But this position is very important for you right now because they're saying in order to feel supported, the heart must fly free. And as you ignite your heart, all pain will release, all energy will flow, and the restoration you seek is but a moment ahead. And then they're saying, release your hands, bring them into prayer position in front of you, take in a deep breath. I'm going to do this with you. Let's go in. And smile, because the universe is truly supporting you. And I love you, Anne-Marie. Thank you for the honor.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, Sri, should we take one more before we continue?
Absolutely. We'll just continue to line five and say hello to Heather from Utah.
And it's Heather's first time also. Namaste, Heather. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live.
Hello. Thank you. I wasn't expecting to get through. I'm actually at the gym working out and just decided to call. And I really haven't been planning much. And I was just wondering if I can get a mini full reading.
Absolutely. And I love that you got through. Isn't it wonderful when the unexpected becomes the normal?
Yes.
And so, Heather, it's so precious. You know, it's funny. When I look at you, I see the only way I can describe this is it's like a joy bubble that all around you is this energy that's, and it's cute because it really shows as bubbles. And it's really important to remember that when we have this little like floaty bubble energy around us, what it's saying is you have the ability, the right, and the energy to lift through anything. In other words, nothing can weigh you down. Nothing can pull you off track. However, you need to remember that it's all within you to do that. That these little bubbles around you almost like are almost tickling you. I see two on your feet. I see several on your arms. I see one kind of up in your head area. And they're all different colors. It's like you wear this unified rainbow energy. And they're saying the more that you illuminate the joy-filled rainbow energy that you are, these bubbles will carry you. And that if you kind of just relax into knowing the universe has you, everything will keep working. And so it is. Namaste, Heather. We're so happy to connect with you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Namaste. Well, you know, Sri, it's I love that we're getting so many first-time callers calling today and that a lot of them are like, wow, you got through, because it's a day of miracle energy. And isn't
Absolutely.
That a small miracle in and of itself? Look at the timing, all these people flooding the lines, and you're the call that gets in at the right time, that Doug gets you into the queue, that you're able to be here. That's one way of starting to count the miracles in our lives.
Absolutely. You know, you may have more beautiful synchronicities going on in your life than you're paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Synchronicity is indeed a signal that your energy is clear on what it's broadcasting, what is aligned with you. Synchronicity is that beautiful recognition that logic and linear do not dominate. Logic and linear thinking, linear activities are simply one way of being, and sometimes useful, but not as often as you might think.
Indeed, indeed. And, you know, let's talk about how to ignite that. You know, one of the things that's happening on the planet right now in these opening 5 months of the new year is that January opened up the Matronian star presence. And the Matronian star carries this profound energy of the golden ray. And golden ray energy, without being balanced, can cause a little bit of intensity in our lives. And so it also came with it the powerful opening of the I Am presence. And if you have not watched or connected with our January revelations, they're at our YouTube channel. Go watch them. Now, as this opening came in, as the five-pointed Matronian star, it simultaneously came in with that inverted pentagram energy. And so you always have this kind of like contrasting energy. However, the miracle is that we have been able to collectively navigate this time on the planet right now without succumbing to the massive power of dark energy. That is a global miracle. The fact that we are here right now, that things have not gotten to the point where it feels like there is no return, that we can still illuminate, that we can still move forward, is a miracle. And you, my angels, best listeners in the world, are a living miracle.
It's sometimes we don't have the perspective to realize we're actually doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, we're so caught up in what's missing or what's going wrong that we fail to see what's there and what's working. I have learned over the years not to judge circumstances, because only when you're complete with them do they make more sense. And so, beloved ones, be in that positive frame of mind that suggests everything is okay, that everything is going to proceed in divine order, and trust that flow. The more we're able to truly surrender in that flow, the greater the velocity of the flow, the greater the amplitude, the greater effect. Miracle-making presence is the result of when you begin to line up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm kind of referring to the chakra system. I'm referring to where your energy is not tilted according to your limiting beliefs, where we're in a place of openness to receive. Consider how many people have wanted, but they never get.
Yeah,
and
very true.
There's this hidden limiting belief of I don't deserve or I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that those limiting beliefs are undermining every positive step they take. Now, thank goodness they're doing positive steps, or it would be really tragic. However, the key is to recognize that you are a divine being.
Indeed.
Having a human experience, including the birth and the friction and the bumps and everything with it, and to smile at that and move into a place of peace with your life.
You know, that is so important. And as we mentioned at the start of the show today, we're going to be closing today's show with a beautiful violet flame miracle process. And so you want to make sure you stay with us through the whole show to receive that blessing and that gift. And we also offered another one in our new video, just reminding you, it was just posted today. It is at officialshreeandkira.com. Please, please, please go connect with it. Simply titled, Are We Navigating World War III, or Are You Navigating Your Inner Matrix?
And that inner matrix is the very thing that can keep you from experiencing that peace with your life. The learning how to navigate it is basically infused with a spiritual recognition.
Mm-hmm.
When we begin to recognize our soul, when we begin to recognize that we are greater than this prior identity, that
woo-hoo,
personality
I
self,
love that.
Then our field of choices expands and freedom expands and fear diminishes. And that's the purpose of the Navigating the Inner Matrix class, is to guide you step by step for 9 weeks in a row to discover your true freedom and your true self.
Well, let's discover some more true selves and some
Absolutely.
Beautiful beings. And so let's fly up to another first-time caller right here on line one. We have Nada from Mount Shasta. Namaste, beloved angel. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live.
Oh, thank you so much. And yes, of course, it's synchronicity to get me on the call this morning. I do want to say a big hello to all of your listeners and participants, because I feel such a kinship with everyone on the line, and I never called in before. I'd love a little mini reading. I would love whatever you have to say to me to be of great benefit to everyone. And you both are a tremendous support for those of us out here in our world. I can't tell you how much gratitude I have, and I'm sure we all have, for your consistency, your integrity, and your generosity. So thank you so much, and if you have anything to see or say, I would be most grateful.
Oh, you know, beautiful lady Nada, you bring tears to my eyes. What I can share with you immediately is that your ascended presence has immediately come forward. As you are sharing, your sincerity is a magnet. It is just a magnet of attraction and truly a beautiful blessing for you. I want to share with you that they really want me to just describe this beautiful ascended presence that you are, that's showing itself to me. And I'm seeing you right now very, very tall. You're like, I want to say easily maybe 22 feet tall, almost like golden long hair, very, very crystalline golden though, not quite like hair, but very much almost like a golden crystalline aura. And you have your hands outstretched, and it's going to make me cry because I see Gaia in them, only you've got it covered in this beautiful golden crystalline light. And then I'm watching as you're taking this beautiful golden crystalline Gaia and bringing her close to your heart, as your eyes illuminate as two emerald healing rays. And the greatest message I can offer you today is that this ascended you, because it's you, is saying to you now, you are me, I am you. You are ready, as the planet is finally ready for you. May together we soar and offer all that we have through the gift of love. And so it is, my beloved Lady Nada. Thank you for the honor of meeting you today. I am truly blessed. Namaste.
The feeling is very mutual. Thank you both. And we're all together on this, for sure.
Yes, we are.
There's no need without you. And thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. Namaste. Well, Sri, before we take a quick break, should we invite one more person to say hello?
Oh, absolutely. And everyone on hold, we're going to get to you.
But let's invite one more caller before we go to our break.
Let's head up to line two, and we'll say hi to Darlene from Canada.
Hi, namaste.
Hi, Angel. Namaste.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. What a beautiful blessing. I know that I called again and you want to reach as many first-time callers as possible. So I really thank you. And I appreciate you taking me my call for the second time. So thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
And so I've been doing the beautiful, beautiful gift that you and Sri have given us, the 13-day magical and mystical manifestations, and I love that. So I was up to day six, and I woke up on day seven, and I was happy and excited, saying, oh my goodness, today's my day seven. And but I didn't read the night before what I was supposed to do. Like on day seven, you're supposed to, you know, put a thought down in the morning and during the day. And so I got to the end of day seven, and then I read it, and I'm like, oh my goodness, oops. So I hope that doesn't, you know, deflect what I've been doing. But this morning, day eight, I said, oh, today's my day seven. So I started, because I'm not giving up, I started the day seven process. And I just want to know, in February of this month, do you see my life shifting with this 13 process?
Yes, I do. And I first of all want to share with you that it's in divine perfection. It's funny, as you're sharing, all of this little group, not little, but this group of angels that's around you are all like belly laughing, and you're belly laughing with them. And here's what they're saying. They're saying, do you see the perfection in this? Because the greatest shift upon you now is the release of your own self-doubt. And through this release and your consistent tenacity, everything will unlock for you. And so, yes, I absolutely see it. And I celebrate and congratulate your tenacity, because you've got a heck of a support team around you. And just trust yourself. You know, you read things when you're supposed to read them, laugh when it happens, and carry that energy into everything that you're doing. And I think you're going to be actually really, really, I think you'll be belly laughing again with those angels in February, and very delighted with what happens. And so I'm grateful we could connect again today, Darlene. Thank you for calling, Angel.
Oh, thank you so much. And many, many blessings to both you and Sheen. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. What a blessing it is. So everyone could listen to your teachings and your words.
Thank you, my angel. We're very grateful that you are here now. And beloved angels, we are going to take a very quick station break, but stay with us. Remember, we're going to be culminating today's show with a beautiful violet flame miracle activation. You're going to want to be here for that. And so stay with us. We're going to be right back.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back.
We are so glad you are with us on this beautiful day of harnessing and really working with our miracle presence. It is truly a gift. And you know, we are so honored that you are here, that you have chosen to say yes to your I Am presence, that the February energy of the Matronian star, which is the expansion of the It is here. And so what we want to do right now is take a moment and expand a little bit. And we have some people that have written in via email. As we mentioned, you can always send in your mini soul reading requests via email to guest@SriAndKiraLive.com. And Briella, our producer, will get back to you and let you know. But we always get to them all as soon as we can. But I want to begin with one right now, because this is one that I think a lot of people are struggling with. And so this one comes to us from a beautiful being in India. Her name is Pooja. And it says very easily, "Hi, Sri and Kira. Happy New Year to you both. And thank you so very much for doing what you're doing for us all. I heard Sri talking about an authentic partner, and I am in a similar situation. After a courtship of 11 years, my husband and I married in 2011. On my wedding day, I met a dear friend of my husband. And although I did not feel anything special in the beginning, after 2 years, a realization came to me, I belong with this man. I was happy in my marriage, but always felt something missing, as if I was not able to grow or bloom to become exactly what I am. With this person, I feel liberated, and my soul dances in the ecstasy of love. My heart says he is my other half. I would be really grateful if you can give me a mini soul reading on your radio show to offer me some insight on this connection. I resonate with you both, and your energy opens my heart chakra every time I listen to you, and I trust you to give me true guidance and insight." Well, namaste, beloved Pooja. And first and foremost, thank you for trusting us and offering us the opportunity to work with you here. I want to share a couple things with you, and to all of you that are struggling, is thinking that you're in, you know, am I in the right relationship? Am I in the right marriage? Am I in the right partnership? I think I've found somebody else. I want to offer you the few clues that help us discern, because Sri and I very much, and for those of you that aren't aware, Pooja's referring to very much our own story, that Sri was in a 19-year marriage, although he had already left the marriage prior to us meeting. But yet he was very aware of it, but he had left knowing that there was no quote-unquote good reason to leave. And so the first thing I want to share with all of you who are having this concern, and Pooja, my angel, to you is, it's important to first sit down and to honestly have a heart-centered conversation with your husband about your soul's dreams. When you say that I'm not able to bloom or grow or become exactly what I am, it's important to first have that conversation with him. Sri had had that conversation many, many times.
Absolutely. You know, there can be great love in a relationship that is not the ultimate partner, and yet it is very useful for your learning, very useful for mutual support. There's just a lot of positive that can come from every relationship where you bring honesty, love, and transparency to it.
And if you're in a committed relationship, such as a marriage or a committed partnership where you're living together, it's important to first share your dreams, your visions, and your needs with your partner.
And that means not talking about another person.
Exactly.
Or personality. It means talking about the sacred need, the need for a deeper spiritual connection or a deeper intimacy. Be really clear that all needs and all energies arise from within, and that there is no solution in the outer world. There are alignments in the outer world.
And there is also the opportunity to perhaps unveil things that were hidden. One of the things we suggest is to sit literally knee to knee, knees touching, holding hands, gazing at each other in the eyes, and inviting sacred container space. What that means is you open by sharing, I need this opportunity to share with you, and you each offer each other 5 uninterrupted minutes where you each agree to let the other speak for 5 uninterrupted minutes. And this is very, very important, because it's important to use I statements. I need this. I feel this way. This is what I am experiencing. This is not a moment of projection. After you've had that conversation once, maybe even more than once, then you're ready to recognize whether or not this is truly, truly a situation that you need to consider moving forward out of or not. The key here is that when we have another being that's entered our lives, how does this person feel about what you're saying? You know, many times our soul connects with beings from past lives on very deep levels. And just because we've connected does not mean they have connected. And so that's the next step in a process like this, is to have an open, honest conversation with that person, because without that, we really don't know. Now, if all of that has happened, and if all of that still leads you back to this other being, the most important gift you can do is to pray, is to really surrender it all to God, and to use the mantra of self-ascension. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Perhaps even take your own personal private retreat. Take 2 to 3 days in deep meditation and silence. You know, Sri and I are currently in the middle of a 30-day fast. As a matter of fact, today we're broadcasting to you on day 17, and we've been in very intense spiritual connection. A few days of fasting, silence, and reflection are an amazing gift when we are going deep into the soul, and clarity will always come forward. So Pooja, my angel, thank you for asking, and truly allow your heart to guide instead of the mind, and the miracle will open up for you. Namaste, my love.
And for all of us here, it is important to remember that there is guidance, there is wisdom and clarity available to us. And it involves a little bit of surrender.
Indeed. And, you know, I want to read one more today. It's from a beautiful listener. Hello, Sri and Kira. My name is Maya, and I live in Cairo, Egypt. First, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the guidance and support you've provided me these past couple of years during the highs and lows of my awakening. Thank you, Maya. We feel that. We feel that really deeply. I am forever grateful for your help and beautiful presence. I would like to ask for a mini soul reading, as living in Egypt, it is impossible for me to reach you by phone. I feel that I'm at a critical stage in my ascension and could use some direct guidance from you. Thank you again for your incredible work on behalf of all humanity. I love you deeply, Maya. Well, beloved Maya, indeed you are. You are at a critical stage in your ascension. And what I'm seeing around you right now feels like, and I forgive me the word, clutter. It's like you're surrounded by clutter, clutter, clutter. And all I'm seeing is all of these angels walking in and throwing open your windows and washing them and streaming light towards you and clearing out your room and leaving you just with a bed. And they're just basically saying, this is your moment to release everything that does not serve you and to trust what does, to gather the strength and the momentum from the energy that is pulsing through you. You have a very clear, direct channel. And to trust that channel ever more, the more that you release your doubt, the more that you release any concern, the quicker this clutter is going to release. They're also saying a lot more water, Angel. You need to be drinking a lot of water right now because there's some stagnant energy in you that is looking to move. And water stimulates new flow. Water stimulates ascended presence. Water stimulates our rise. And so I'm very, very honored that we could offer this to you. And thank you, my angel. Namaste. You know, Sri, let's go back and talk about our miracle energy.
Absolutely. The miracle energy, the birthright of magnetic attraction. You know, as we lift into a more authentic state of being, our attractiveness increases. Now, consider that. This happens on many levels. A person who is authentic is naturally more, you could say, lovable, more believable, more able to manifest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just smiling because I was watching some commentary a day ago that was saying, they were talking about the American political process and the people running for the president and how surprising it was that both Donald Trump is leading the Republican side and Bernie Sanders is quickly becoming the Democratic favorite.
Oh, I'm feeling the burn.
And what the commentator said was astute. He said the reason these people are attractive is because they're authentic. They're not just
exactly
giving out the same old spin and they're, you know, coming from that selfish place. And so I just want to offer that as a little validation that we know this. So what does it take to be authentic? It means loving yourself enough to tell yourself the truth.
Exactly, exactly. And isn't that the gift? Because if you love yourself enough to tell yourself the truth, then integrity flows through every corpuscle of you. Then your presence ignites others and you become the heart-centered miracle presence in action just by being.
And for many of us, that's kind of a two-step process. First, we have to have enough resolution of our defeating self-talk to be content with ourselves. And then we need to make sure that our authenticity moves to that higher place where we're aligned with our spiritual essence.
Indeed.
And that's where the mantra of self-ascension comes back into play, because when we get to that final phrase, guide me, what we're saying is, I am available to be guided.
Loving that. Loving that.
And it also means I'm available to be supported.
Indeed.
And there we go to the miracles right there.
I love it. And so let's go to one more person today. We're going to be able to only take one more caller today. So let's go to line three and say hi to Ava from Sedona. Namaste, Ava. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so excited I got through again. Always exciting. I love the call. Thank you for what you just said. That's a partnership. Incredible.
You are so welcome.
I would just totally appreciate a mini reading if you're willing.
Well, of course I am. I am ready, able, and willing. And beloved Angel, thank you. Really, thank you for your tenacity today in calling back, because that's actually part of the reading, is that for you right now, the biggest gift in your life is to keep going. And they're talking about your spiritual tenacity, that there is a power. And that's the word they're giving me. And this, by the way, this energy that's talking to you right now, very Metatron. I mean, like this booming voice in me coming that wants to come through, and booming too much for me to even use it. But he's saying that you have great power to command the light to craft whatever you want to craft. And then he's looking you straight in the eye. I'm watching these golden beams of light go right into your eyes. And he's saying, you must choose to use it every day, every minute, and stay committed. And that's today's session for you, my angel. Thank
that's
you.
Awesome. Thank you.
We love you, Ava. Thank you, Angel.
We
namaste.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Now, I think it's time to ignite the miracle presence in every one of our listeners. Don't you, Sri?
Absolutely. And beloved listeners, this means taking a moment to get comfortable. And if it's safe to do so, you might want to be closing your eyes at certain points here.
Absolutely.
So we're going to guide you through a visualization that is indeed an activation.
And this is a beautiful gift that you can connect with over and over and over again. And as you do, you will discover how much it ignites you. You can also discover the full miracle activation process at our website, Sri and Kira Live, sriandkira.com. Just click on the practices page and you'll see it there. And so we're going to offer for you, in this time of profound violet ray energy, a violet ray miracle activation. So as Sri mentioned, begin. Relax your body. Relax your heart, relax your mind, relax your breath. Notice if there's any aspect of your body that would seek to call you away from this moment. And if there is, just simply send it love and appreciation. Let that breath become ever gentler, gentler, gentler. Feel your eyes filling with beautiful, radiant energy from the universe. And if it's safe to close your eyes, please do so. And as you close your eyes, relax your hands into your lap. And as you relax your hands into your lap, simply notice that you are radiant. Take a moment now and just connect with your energy field or your auric field. Begin to feel crystalline light all around you. Feel yourself as if you are lifting straight out of your body into this field of divine crystalline light. Go deep into the recesses of your heart right now and notice that there is a miracle birthing inside of you. And take this moment right now to really see the miracle that you are ready and willing and able to claim into your life right now. Take a moment and get clear on this miracle. This one's for you. It doesn't need to be for the world. It doesn't need to be for anyone else. Claim this miracle for you. Bringing your hands to your heart, we send great gratitude to the heart for revealing this miracle, for revealing this energy. Connecting with the heart, connecting with this energy, you begin to notice that the beautiful Archangel Zadkiel and the Ascended Master Saint Germain have already appeared before you. Zadkiel has wrapped you in his wings of violet love, and Saint Germain is sprinkling beautiful crystalline violet sprinkles all over you, offering you an alchemical, transformative, beautiful experience. Bathe in this beautiful light, bathe in this love, and begin to notice that your heart is already emanating a violet ray. Notice this violet ray has already filled your hands as you release them. Gently releasing your hands, you notice that they are filled with violet energy as all of these beautiful little crystals that Saint Germain has showered are gathering into your hand to form a sacred flame. you see this sacred flame taking shape from all of these beautiful violet crystals, and you watch them growing out of your hands in your mind's eye. Grow this violet flame energy out of both of the palms of your hands. Ignite, ignite, ignite. And as you feel them ignited in your hands, bring your hands together and begin rubbing them back and forth, prayer position, rubbing them back and forth, igniting this flame, while you are concentrating on this miracle that has come forward from your heart center. Call forth the miracle, ignite your hands. You're feeling them getting warm now. The violet flame energy is large and around you, is expanding all around you. Rubbing your hands, and release your hands and hold your heart. And breathe. And feel the energy of your miracle manifested into form now. Feel the unifying energy of the violet ray, the violet flame, your heart ignited, your life supported, your miracle I am presence free to create every minute of every day. You are free. You are whole. You are complete, and you are filled with the infinite miracle presence of the universe. Relax your hands and let a smile come to your face in physical form, because when we have a smile in this space now, it sends the signal to the universe that we truly get it, that we are free, that the miracle is ours to claim, and that we have activated this birthright energy. And so it is, my angels. Enjoy.
This wonderful process will help connect you ever deeper to your authentic self. And you may repeat it as often as you like, because there are miracles in your hands.
And if you are ready to fully ignite your ascended violet flame mastery, join us starting March 5th. In navigating the inner matrix. Violet Flame Mastery begins now. We love you.
And until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you breathe deeply and know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.